The South has been a Republican stronghold since the days of Richard Nixon, but lately progressive candidates have begun to win state and local races. Birmingham, Alabama recently joined the list of southeastern cities, electing left-leaning African-American candidates. Randall Wolfen beat a two-term Democrat incumbent in a runoff election last month. Randall Wolfen joins me now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Do you see a trend here, or do you think your election is about Birmingham alone?
I think it's both. I think what we're seeing in the South is a nice urban cores. Progressives are making a loud enough statement to say that how we're governing, it's not working, and the bench, as it relates to Democrats across the nation, has to start at the local level. So I believe it's both.
And in your case, we're not talking about defeating a Republican. We're talking about defeating another Democrat. What do you think made the difference?
I think it's rooted in not a message around helping people. I think when it boils down to governing, we have to be in a space of how we spend tax dollars and are we intentional about saying the people we want to represent, committed to improving their quality of life. I believe if incumbents are running for election and they haven't shown that they are actually helping people, it's hard to seek and retain your term. So for us, it was all about a message around people.
So you, I wonder what you make of some of the turmoil in the Democratic Party. I mean, we've heard a lot about the schisms in the Republicans, but the Democrats are going through some identity crises as well. What do you make of that? Do you think the party is changing?
Yes, the party's changing. One is that from a generational standpoint, things are changing. The voting block of 18 to 35, as well as 35 to 54, has something to say. And part of our conversation is we have to be more inclusive. We have to be intentional about an actual bench. If we want to be in the space of U.S. Senate races and U.S. congressional races and gubernatorial races, they don't come out of thin air. So it's important that the party toe the line as it relates to investing in every form of race, all the way down to school board races.
Since you mentioned age, I should mention I'm speaking with Randall Wolfen. He's mayor-elect of Birmingham, Alabama, and he is the youngest person elected to that office since 1893. You are 36, is that correct?
36, that's correct.
Did your age become an issue?
I think initially it did, and it was probably more so of, apparently, I'm not sure how a 36-year-old is supposed to look, but even at 36, apparently I don't look 36, so.
You have a young face. Let's say that. Do you get carded sometimes when you go and drink?
I definitely still get carded.
I wondered that myself. But you went to school in Morehouse, and I wonder what you think of sort of the political landscape of the South, and whether or not it's true that we're still struggling to motivate young people to get involved in politics.
We are, but I believe the struggle is centered. I think the struggle will always be centered around two things. Are we recruiting or finding and vetting viable candidates that know how to move people? And does that viable candidate have a message that resonates with people? If we do those two things, we can win any race we want.
Now, you were endorsed by Bernie Sanders in your race for mayor. Do you consider Bernie Sanders to be the kind of candidate you just mentioned, someone who can motivate young people?
Yeah, well, Bernie's definitely the top of that list. You know, I have the fortune that I was the state director of Alabama for Hillary Clinton race at HFA when she ran for president, but also in my mayoral race to be endorsed by Bernie. I would like to think that where I am in regards to my beliefs in the Democratic Party, hoping that I can be a bridge for all the different factions within the Big Tent. We have to come together, and what we have to say is there is a message that resonates with any type of Democrat that exists in America. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, generation, boomer, X, Y, young or old or other. There is a message for all of us to be behind. We just have to commit to that, and I don't know if that commitment level exists the way it needs to.
What message are you talking about? Because Bernie Sanders isn't a Democrat. He's an independent.
That's correct. The message is simple. As it relates to our policies and beliefs, and what we're fighting for, it has to be centered around people. You know, I think the Republican Party has done a masterful job in campaign messaging and bad at governing. And I think Democrats are really good at governing. And from a campaign standpoint, we don't get our message right. We have to do both. Our messaging has to be around what is our commitment to the people we say we want to represent. Are we actually fighting for people, and are we committed to them?
How do you bridge divides, though, with a South that is still largely right-leaning and conservative and Republican?
Well, I think you start with your base. Our base hasn't been motivated. So when you look at a state like Alabama, it's like a lot of states across America. You have your urban areas, you have your suburban areas, your ex-suburbia and rural. I think our base is centered around our urban areas. If you can't turn your base out, it's going to be hard to grow from there. So at a minimum, you have to commit to making sure your base is motivated to vote. From there, I think it's easy to grow. I tend to think that our suburban areas are not necessarily far right or far red. They're more on the slightly purple pinkish area, and that you can pull from that area if there's a message around here's what's in your interest as well.
You're young enough to still be pretty idealistic about politics. I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that as just a kind of a characterization and possibly a question, because even among millennials, even among people who are in their 20s, there is a cynicism and distrust of politics in the United States that is bipartisan.
The distrust is fair. We've gotten to a space where we allow anybody to run. We back candidates and put money behind people who we don't necessarily trust or have that good gut check and feeling about. I am idealistic, but I'm also pragmatic. I believe and know that if we have viable candidates with a credible message and we put some organizing efforts around them, they can beat candidates that shouldn't be there. And whether it's another Democrat or Republican, if we work hard enough around and support and push a viable candidate, we can win.
How do you work across the aisle? That's something that is becoming more and more rare, maybe not at the local level, but often at the national level. So are you still able to do that in these days of polarization?
You can. So at some point, the pendulum has to swing back to what works for all human beings, which is pragmatism, compromise, problem solving, and meeting people in the middle. You know, once everybody's sworn in, Democrats and Republicans, we represent all Americans. And so infrastructure investment nationwide shouldn't be a Democrat or Republican issue. It's an American issue. And that's just one example.
So you are an alum of Morehouse College, as I mentioned. And I wonder how you see the relationship of the city that you'll lead, Birmingham, with Georgia and with Atlanta, because there are a lot of connections. There are people, including one of my own colleagues, who commute back and forth. How do you view that relationship?
It can and will be better. We're about 2 hours out. Atlanta has a mayoral election tomorrow. There's a high chance there will be a runoff. When I look at Atlanta and I look at its progress, but even looking at Nashville and looking at other southern cities that are more progressive and more viable in industry and job recruitment, I'm looking at it from a best practices standpoint. There's a lot to learn from Atlanta, and I'm looking forward to working with the new mayor of the city of Atlanta.
So you are, at this point, the mayor-elect. What's the first thing you do when you take office?
It's going to center around making sure I've been in this position to hire from a talent acquisition standpoint, putting good, credible, strong people around me from a department head standpoint, as well as an administration standpoint, who know how to not just govern, but lead people and move teams. That would be the first thing.
And so before we end, since it is a voting day tomorrow for many people across the country, what would you say to young people who at this point aren't planning to vote?
You can't have it both ways. We tend to complain and not vote, or we vote and check out. I am asking every young voter to choose a third option. Not only vote, but hold those who you vote for accountable.
That is Mayor-elect of Birmingham, Alabama, Randall Woodfin. He is an alum of Morehouse College in Atlanta, and he'll take office on November 28th. Randall, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Just ahead, if you could replace any body part, what would you choose? Would you choose, I should say, to become a cyborg? We're going to talk about engineering human anatomy. First, though, what we can learn from the race riots in Atlanta 110 years ago. This is on Second Thought.